more talk about all we need to do to maintain or to regain, rather, energy independence or true energy independence is to just pump more oil. But there are seemingly a lot of misconceptions about energy independence. Can you break that down for us, and specifically oil and gas prices?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of reporting on this right now just to clarify some of these myths. And I'll have some stories coming out in the next few days. But there's this idea that the United States is energy independent, and therefore we should not be susceptible to rises in the price of oil that raise pump prices here in the United States. And it's just not true that we are energy independent in the sense that we are not connected or we don't depend on global markets. We actually do not produce enough oil here in the United States to cover all of our consumption. That's one of the reasons we have to import. We do produce more natural gas and more coal than we use here in the United States. So we have an excess of those types of fossil fuels, if you will, and therefore we export. So if you put all those forms of energy together, then we produce a little bit more than we consume. But the problem is you can't put coal in your car to fill up the gas tank. We need oil and gasoline to do that. And the fact is we consume more oil than we produce, which is why we have to get it on global markets. And you just cannot fence off the U.S. economy and the U.S. Energy economy from what's happening in global markets. So we have to bear higher gasoline prices just like everybody else.
And meanwhile, earlier today, we just heard House Speaker Nancy Pelosi join in the call for the U.S. to ban Russian oil imports. Is this support going to move the needle with whether we do see a Russian oil import ban here in the U.S. and the price increases that would come with that?
I was surprised she said that because she's putting President Biden in a spot that he does not want to be in. We do not get a lot of oil from Russia, but we get enough on the margin that if you shut off that supply of oil, and also we do get finished petroleum products from Russia, which are a little more important to the U.S. economy. If we don't get those anymore, then we have to get them from someplace else. And that's cutting off a source of supply. Even though it's not a huge supply, it would create more upward pressure on gasoline prices at a time when this is a huge problem for President Biden. It's the main reason his approval rating is in the low 40s, almost the lowest point of his presidency. And he's trying to tell voters, look, I'm working on getting gas prices down. So Nancy Pelosi has proposed something that would actually push gas prices up. I would not expect her to put Biden in a box like that, but she has.